In order to access the convenience of the internet, you first need a reliable service provider. Last month, Cox Communications demonstrated its panoramic Wi-Fi in one of Buffington Homes' model homes in Bentonville. Cox High-Speed Internet powered more than 50 devices in that home. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda learned more about these smart devices, and she has this report.
Whitney Bond is a food blogger who says she went to the school of grandma cooking.
I grew up across the street from my grandma in Oklahoma, and we would cook together all the time. My dad loved to cook, and I would cook with him. So I moved to San Diego for college 14 years ago, and I realized if I wanted home-cooked food, I was going to have to make it myself because my family wasn't around, and my friends in the dorms definitely weren't cooking for me. So I started cooking in this teeny little, it was basically a closet that was in the game room of my dorms, and you'd have to go get a key from the front desk, you'd open it, and I mean, it had about 2 square feet of actual standing space, one oven, stove, and then a little sink, and that was it.
Bond says she became known as the Oklahoma girl who cooked. Fast forward to today, and she's now a food blogger, author, and a contributing writer for Today Food. Bond recently closed on her first home, where she plans to build a kitchen full of Wi-Fi-enabled appliances.
So my oven, stove, dishwasher, microwave, refrigerator are all Wi-Fi enabled. So you can monitor things like the like if there's a water leak in your refrigerator and you're out of town, your app will notify you. You can actually see what's in your refrigerator. It takes a picture every time you close your refrigerator. There's a camera. And then when you're at the grocery store, you can literally pull up a picture of what's in your refrigerator. The thing I really like about like the oven is that it will notify you if you left the oven on, and then you can turn it off from anywhere because it's Wi-Fi enabled. It's connected to the app on your phone or your tablet.
Incorporating these devices into cooking makes things easier for her.
It's just things that are really convenient, you know, and I think that's one of the problems for a lot of people in this day and time is that cooking isn't convenient for them and it takes too much time, and so they just don't do it. So I think all of these different Wi-Fi enabled devices running on the high-speed internet in the house will really make life easier in the kitchen and get more people interested in cooking for their families again when they know it's going to be easier.
One device that could simplify the cooking process is the Amazon Echo Show. It's similar to the Amazon Echo, a hands-free speaker, but it has a built-in screen that lets you play music, watch videos, and follow recipes.
Alexa, enable Whitney Bond recipe search.
Do you mean Whitney Bond's recipe search?
Alexa, yes.
Welcome to Whitney Bond's recipe search. Search for your favorite recipes by saying Ask Whitney Bond how to make buffalo chicken dip or any of your other favorites.
Once you find your desired recipe, you can continue cooking without having to wash your hands to turn a page in a cookbook or scroll on your tablet.
So you can tell it that, Alexa, stop.
Okay, got it.
And then
thanks
you
for using Whitney Bond's recipe search. Have a delicious day.
But then you can ask it for any recipe. It'll give you all the ingredients, and when you have the show, it will actually show them on the screen as well as read them out loud to you. And when you're ready for the next step, you just say, Alexa, ask Whitney Bond for the next step, and she'll read it, and then on the show, she'll actually show it to you. And if you want to scroll down, you can just say, scroll down. And so you never have to use your hands, and it's a great way to make new recipes totally hands-free.
Several everyday kitchen appliances are being built with Wi-Fi in mind.
This is a Wi-Fi-enabled crock pot. So the great thing about this is you can throw dinner in the morning, you can set it to high or to low, and if you're running late, you can just switch it over to warm from an app on your phone so that dinner doesn't overcook. And then over here, we have the what I like to call coffee on demand. So it's a Wi-Fi-enabled coffee maker, and what I do is as soon as I empty the pitcher of coffee, then I just go ahead and put more water and more coffee grounds in. So whenever I want more coffee, I can just hit the app on my phone to start it, and then boom, coffee on demand.
Smart devices have been developed for other rooms outside the kitchen, too. While parents are cooking in the kitchen, their children may be doing homework in the living room. David Frederick is director of the University of Arkansas's Tesseract Center, which builds educational games to teach university content. As technology is integrated more and more into schoolwork, students may one day use mixed reality headsets to study.
So this is basically a headset that you can still see the world through, like it's like a pair of glasses that way, but these two inner lenses are will give you holographic content, which you can see he's experiencing over there, so that's actually floating in front of his face, like a 3D object.
One man demonstrates the technology by wearing the mixed reality headset. What he sees is being projected on a screen so everyone else can see what he sees. Right now, he's looking at a planet that expands when he touches it. Frederick says projecting a virtual layer onto the real world makes it more powerful than a typical virtual reality headset.
To me, this is a great example of an educational application in this device, where kids could just at home reach out and grab a planet, move it around, blow it up. And so it's very tactile, and it can do that. I think it's, in a sense, more powerful that way than this device, but obviously the fact that we're able to see that content is dependent on the internet. So high-speed internet is what's making it possible for you to see in real time what he's seeing in real time.
Perhaps homework also includes studying music. If your child's teacher is out of town, they could still have their lesson on Skype. Madonna's violinist, Jason Yang, does just that to instruct students around the world.
I have one student in Canada who tells me that she lives in the middle of nowhere. And so for the last couple of years, her parents and her hadn't been able to find a teacher for piano or violin or any sort of music without having to travel hours and hours to any major city. And she had been following my YouTube work and and she contacted me once I announced that I was going to start teaching. And so now it's already been 2 years since I started teaching her, and all over Skype, and everything works great.
As Wi-Fi becomes integrated with more devices, it seems the only limitation to what designers will create next is their imagination. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.